Today we will study sayings of the wise found in the book of Proverbs, and a story from Genesis brings this proverb, or should I say these proverbs, to life. We're going to examine three proverbs, and we're doing so because they're interconnected with each other, and they offer guidance on life-altering mistakes. Let's begin with a story. In the book of Genesis, God produced a splendid garden, a beautiful, purposeful home for two humans he was about to create. And feel free to turn to Genesis 2 if you'd like, or not. God fashioned a man, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and he caused all kinds of trees to grow from the ground that were pleasing to the eyes and good for food. And in the garden, he planted two trees, as we know, the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And so in Genesis 2:15, we see that the Lord God took the man and placed him in the Garden of Eden to work it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, Adam, saying, "You may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in that day that you eat it, you shall surely die." Now that command is clear. God then continued his creative work, forming the woman to complement Adam, and he created a beautiful person, I'm sure, that was well-suited. They were well-suited for each other, would be my expectation, because it was God-designed. Time passes, and we enter Genesis 3, a story that's familiar to many. This is Genesis 3 and verse 1. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. And this is from the ESV version. He challenged the woman, "Did God actually say you shall not eat, that you shall not eat of any tree in the garden?" And so Satan tests Eve's knowledge, sowing doubt and positioning himself as an authority against God. And the woman answers the serpent. She says, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said, 'You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.'" And so Eve correctly answers, and she adds the "neither shall you touch it," which isn't in the original command. Now, whether that was something of her addition or something that her husband told her, nobody knows. But it is notable that she added words to God's instruction. Back to the story. So the serpent counters, "You will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." And so Satan contradicts God's command, presenting an alternative, a tempting alternative. I mean, who wouldn't want sharper perception? Who wouldn't want wisdom comparable to God? It's an enticing offer, and Eve falls for it. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she plucked its fruit and ate, and she gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate, as we know. Now the consequences are dire. Eve and Adam, they acted foolishly, and they earned death as a result. We know they acted foolishly because of Proverbs. Proverbs reveals their error. So let's shift gears and we'll explore Proverbs. Now, Solomon, inspired by God to take his God-given wisdom and write a book to guide us all, and anybody who reads Proverbs writes a book. And had Eve been able to listen to his instructions, she would have been wiser for the matter, because there are three principles, and she could have chosen more wisely. And in that way, every one of us is blessed, because we have the chance to read it and become wiser. Let's look at Solomon's first three principles, the first three things that he says after his opening about why he's writing. And we'll start in verse 7. So this is Proverbs 1 and verse 7. And again, I'm reading out of the ESV for convenience, because as we know, authors typically put their big points, their crucial points at the beginning of the book, and Solomon is no exception. So let's read it. "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." Solomon's first principle, iconic. The fear of the Lord is the foundation of knowledge. The fear of the Lord means that we revere and hold in high esteem the things that he has said. It's one way to interpret that. And so Eve's first mistake is seeking wisdom from a piece of fruit while rejecting God's guidance. Continuing in verse 8, for Solomon's second principle, my son, hear the instruction of your father and do not forsake the law of your mother, for they will be graceful, they will be a graceful ornament on your head and chains around your neck. Solomon's second principle urges us to listen to our parents and to gain honor as a result. Now, Eve, she disrespected the one who gave her life, her father, so to speak. She inherited dishonor instead of honor as a result. Here's Solomon's third principle. Proverbs 1 verse 10. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. The New International Version writes it this way, my son, if sinful men entice you, do not give in to them. Eve's third mistake was yielding to temptation, because she let the serpent lure her into an act that she knew was forbidden. Now, teens, the word entice may not be something that you're familiar with. It means to tempt or to lure. It's typically negative. Or to bait a trap. And in Hebrew, this word suggests creating an opening or making an open space. Now, God declared the trees off limits, but Satan, the deceiver, dangled the promise of wisdom, claiming that the door was open. And Eve fell into that trap. If you would skip down to verse 15, because this is a long instruction that he gives, but here's how he suggests we continue here. My son, do not walk in the way of them. Keep your foot from their path. For their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, but they lie in wait for their own blood. They lurk secretly for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone who is greedy for gain. It takes away the life of its owners. Solomon warns, don't step into the space that God has closed. Even if someone claims that it's open. Because tempters do not have your best interests in heart. And tempters and their victims are greedy for gain. That's what the proverb says. When you catch on to what's happening, when you're being tempted, right as someone dangles some forbidden opportunity, it's as obvious as spreading a net in front of a bird. No one sets a trap right in front of the prey, is Solomon's point. So if the door is closed, then the door is closed. And you should trust that gut feeling as soon as you see somebody tempting you, saying, oh, this is open. You should have a red flag waving, woo, alerting you to the possibility of a trap. Those driven by greed are chasing easy rewards, and they risk everything, as Eve did, by the false promise of wisdom. And as a result, she lost her future. Teens, let me tell you a story. When I was 15, I visited Malaysia. And there in Malaysia, there are street vendors in the busy street markets, and they whisper, copy watch, copy watch. Because they want to sell tourists fake Rolex watches. And so they say, copy watch. Now, I've been interested in watches ever since I got my first Mickey Mouse watch when I was 6 years old. And I'd never seen a Rolex, even a fake Rolex. And so I've had a certain fascination with watches. Each seller would encourage me to follow them off the main street and into some shadowy alley. And in those places, anything could happen. There might be a watch sale. Or there could be a robbery. Or there could be something even worse. Now, teens, the next 5 to 7 years, you are going to face countless situations. Surely somebody is going to encourage you to do something that your parents and that God have declared off limits. It's going to happen. And it should be just like a net being put up in front of a bird. Don't let them lure you in. Instead, hold on to Solomon's three principles, his first three principles. Fear the Lord as your source of wisdom. Honor what your parents have said. And see the net when somebody entices you. Because they're most likely not looking out for your best interests. And this isn't just for teens. I mean, we all face moments when temptation whispers, it's open. But Solomon equips us to stand firm. We trust God's commandments. We heed wise counsel. And we stay vigilant against deception. And by doing this, we choose wisdom over foolishness and life over death.